These days, fatherhood gets a raw deal. It is, we are often told, an instantiation of the so-called oppressive patriarchal system. But what is wrong with patriarchs? One can love patriarchs just as much as matriarchs. There is nothing intrinsically evil about fatherhood, and yet we are told it is patronizing. If that's true, then motherhood is by the same token matronizing. Fatherhood is a good thing, and having a patron or a patriarch is a good thing too. Many people have had a bad experience of fathers, experiences of absence, betrayal, neglect, and abuse, here where they should have found security, love, and gentleness. The good fatherhood we find in the world is a reflection of the fatherhood of God. St. Paul tells us that he bends his knees before the Father, from whom every fatherhood in heaven and on earth takes its name. But we must understand, little by little, what we are doing when we imitate Jesus in calling God our Father. When Jesus makes us his brothers and sisters, children adopted in grace by God, we truly call him Father, and Father is what God is to us. On the Mount of Olives, just outside the old city of Jerusalem, at the church of the Pater Noster near the summit, there are displayed inscriptions of the Our Father in many, many languages. And the one marked as Sanskrit is actually in my mother tongue, Malayalam. And the words written in Roman script begin, Akashililidikunna Nangaloda Bhava. There is, in Malayalam, a simple way to say Our Father, the way we might say our car, our house, our pet, claiming ownership of a thing. But here, instead of using the genitive or the possessive case, the translator has used what in Malayalam is called the associative case. He or she could have said, Nammade Bhava, our Father, in the sense of us owning God. Instead, the term used is Nangaloda Bhava, which is a little tricky to translate. It means something like, He who is Father to us, or a Father for us. God is not our Father in the sense of something we could possess and label. God is a Father to us, a Father for us. There is a story told of an Indian woman who was being catechized. When she was taught the first two words of the Our Father, she said, Stop! If God is a Father to us, then everything is different. And so it is. God is our Father, and everything is different.